Two others died on crosses with Jesus that Friday, according to Luke. The old translations of the Bible mistranslated the Greek word used to describe them, so Christian legend came to call them thieves. Risa Olson's book, Zealot, The Life and Times of Jesus Christ, is now number one on everybody's bestseller list and has become delightfully controversial. Aslan is right that the two men who died on crosses with Jesus were not thieves, but probably zealots and revolutionaries. Today we might call them, this is my word, not Aslan's. Today we might call them insurgents. Insurgents are patriots who fight against occupying forces that are much more powerful than they are. They fight not to win battles, which would be a lost cause, but because they hate oppression and they hate the oppressors. And they hate those who collaborate with oppressors. Israel was occupied by the Roman Empire, so militarily advanced that Israel could never defeat them in battle, but lost cause or not, the most radical zealots fought and maimed, wounded and killed whenever and wherever they could. The zealots hated the Romans. The Romans hated the zealots. The Romans reserved for zealots the worst, most painful, most humiliating form of punishment: execution by crucifixion. As Risa Aslan argued,